have whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. As, again, we launch here to hour two of the program, 1-800-259-9231 is a number. We go right back to your phone calls and talk to Russell in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russell.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I can remember when you first came on after Harry Brown.
Oh, man, that is a long time.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I think I was one of the three people to listen to Harry Brown.
Very good, sir.
We listened, too. That's how we got on the air.
Yeah. But there... talk about Mark. Now, he thinks that there needs to be a small government.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good article on LouRock.com about Somalia. I think it was on yesterday.
Oh, really? A newer article. Cool. I didn't see that one.
It's called Recovering Laws, Fail States, and Reasons for Hope. And
What is it called? Say it again.
Recovering Laws, Fail States, and Reasons for Hope.
Okay.
By William Norman I never read anything about him before. So
we've read Greg's stuff on the air. He's really good on following the police state, and he has done a lot of great stories about that, including some detailed, very, very detailed stories about the FLDS situation. So if you've listened to this show frequently, you've definitely heard some William Norman Greg.
Okay, but he talks about how there was a period where there was actually no government in Somalia, and the free market solved all the problems, and they had people actually hired private protection services like you talk about.
Private protection, sure.
Yeah, all that you talk about. And then, of course, the government came in and messed that up and created chaos again.
Do they have a government back now? Because the last story we read was from, I think, sometime in early 2007. And at that time, the UN was coming in trying to foist a government on the people, but they weren't interested in having a government, which is one of the reasons why there's continued strife, because the people don't want the government that the UN is trying to put upon them. So you're telling me they now actually have a government there and that it is officially in place and that it's accepted? I find that hard to believe.
Something like that. I mean, it's kind of a complicated article, but I mean, the government came in and screwed things up again, so now it's kind of a mess again because of the government. They tried to put a government in there, and there was no government. And some of their excuses was like they weren't paying taxes.
Of course not.
Yeah, they don't like government. It when people aren't, you know, giving their little bit to the government.
Well, and the UN.
It doesn't matter how little it is, just so long as it's some.
Plus, the motivation on the UN's part is that it doesn't want to have a plot of land where there's no government to speak of. It doesn't want to have a country like Somalia not being ruled by some central government, because then we'll start to see how the quality of life constantly improves, how the marketplace provides all of these services at a much cheaper, much more efficient, on a much more efficient basis than the government does, and the UN bureaucrats don't want anyone to see that stuff.
Well, this article talks about how IMF was what created the problem anyway. It created a despotic government because all the money went to obviously the people in charge instead of the people, the government, you know, the actual real people, and that's what caused the problem to begin with. You know, IMF, the World Bank.
I find the Somalian situation absolutely fascinating, and I'm glad you brought it up again. I'll have to be on the lookout for that particular article. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks, Russell, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And he was calling in regards to an article initially that we had started last hour and pretty much done with. There are a few more thoughts. I don't know if it's worth getting to, but from LouRockwell.com, talking about how the government is one of the biggest threats to safety. One of the biggest threats to security. It's one of the reasons why, it's the main reason why people hate Americans around the world is the government. And it occupies over 130 countries.
On 9/11, some people don't believe that we were in fact attacked by terrorists, but if you believe that we were attacked by people of Middle East descent and they flew planes into buildings, you got to ask yourself, well, why did they do that? And I believe that the answer is some of them likely hate, you know, Coca-Cola and Britney Spears and everything that is the West. But I think that a great deal of them are brought on board with that simply because the United States is occupying all kinds of Middle Eastern countries. We have troops, even if we're not occupying in the same way that we're occupying Iraq, we have troops in all those countries propping up those dictators in those countries.
Let me just go ahead and finish this up here. This is from Butler Schaefer at LouRockwell.com. When Randolph Bourne told us that war is the health of the state, He was fully cognizant of the fact that the war mentality is essential to the creation and enforcement of the collective mindset upon which the state power rests. It is what war does to the rest of us, not just to those upon whom the bombs fall, that gives the state its authority. And this is why large nation states like the United States require an ongoing war system, and why smaller nations like Switzerland manage to get along quite profitably and peacefully without resorting to wars. And also, indeed, back to the question about the terrorists, you have to ask yourself, why is it that they don't attack Switzerland? Certainly, that's a Western culture. Certainly, they have Coca-Cola and attractive female singers. So why is it that the United States is the target? Well, it's because the United States government is the one with the troops in all the other countries, specifically the Middle East. Anyway, he goes on to say that in his important book, The Breakdown of Nations, Leopold Kohr addresses the symbiotic relationship existing between organizational size and the exercise of destructive political power. He says, whenever something is wrong, something is too big, he warns, an insight that goes a long way toward explaining why America, the most militarily powerful nation in history, has become such a tyrannical and destructive force throughout the entire world. That so few Americans are willing to be aware of or critical of this pathological condition testifies to the impact power-based thinking has on the minds of those who believe themselves to be protected by such forces. It's this military worship that we see all across the country.
Yeah.
The exercise of coercive power begets enemies, a lesson Ron Paul tried to impress upon the vacuous Rudy Giuliani, and which Chalmers Johnson has written in his book Blowback. If power is to be maintained, an end to which every institution is devoted, it requires a regular exercise, or else, like highly developed muscles, it atrophies and becomes flabby. But there is a downside to the escalation of the use of power, which may help to explain why a number of civilizations, like the western portion of the Roman Empire and modern America, seem to have gone into entropic collapses following expanded militaristic adventures. Perhaps a useful analogy is to be found in Lewis Thomas's book, The Lives of a Cell, in which he makes the suggestion that our immune systems are often the cause of death, not because of their failure to ward off bacteria or viruses, but because of our defense mechanisms' overreaction to foreign agents. Our immune system may overreact to the invasion of a given bacterium, a response that out of all proportion to the physical threat posed, and perhaps by raising our bodily temperature to 110 degrees, therefore bringing about our death.
Killing us.
Is there a lesson for all of us in this? Well, might the systems we have created, ostensibly for our own protection, be the sources of our social miseries and destruction?
So what he's kind of bringing up is like autoimmune. Essentially, having a good immune system is good. Having a too active immune system is bad for your body. And that's what they call, I believe, you know, no doctor here, but that's my understanding of what autoimmune syndrome or whatever they call it is, mm-hmm. is that your immune
AIDS,
system is no autoimmune is different than
sorry
anyway the you know your system's too good and it starts attacking itself.
Perhaps the statists can learn from one of their own, Winston Churchill, who in 1936 offered the view that the United States, by intervening in World War I, probably brought about the rise of Nazism in Germany, fascism in Italy, and communism in Russia. For the sake of life on this planet, we must give up the fantasies that are destroying us and no longer indulge in the lies our institutional masters expect us to continue verbalizing. And I think what our caller last hour was talking about, Lauren, who was talking about becoming a sovereign or reclaiming your sovereignty and just refusing to participate with these governments, with the government's demands. That doesn't mean that you get to run around and start killing people. No, you don't aggress against your neighbors. You're a peaceful, sovereign individual operating in the marketplace on a voluntary basis. And if more people start withdrawing their consent from these governments, whether they be federal, local, or state, start withdrawing their consent, then they lose their power and they lose their legitimacy. Now, one might be able to argue that the federal government can always just keep printing money, so you can withdraw yourself from the federal government, but it won't matter because as long as you're using their currency, they still can steal as much as they want from you with the printing press.
Yeah.
That would be a good argument. Which is actually a major reason why alternative currencies should be something that people are focusing on accomplishing sooner rather than later. To have something to transition over to, silver-based, gold-based, whatever-based, something based on something that people can switch to, that they can transition over to, and when, you know, that way they've withdrawn from not only the system, the government, but also they've withdrawn their wealth out of the government system. In addition, are actually doing transactions in real value. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute. with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So we have an accidental author writing in a novel. We've got an accidental publishing company.
That'd be us.
That Windblown. What are you guys going to do from here?
Well, we're going to keep up with what's happening for the moment. But I think the larger thing we're excited about is that we do feel like we've identified this missing middle audience of people who want serious spiritual discussions without all the religious baggage. And we're hoping to find ways to communicate with those folks and have other creative ways that people come together and collaborate to do similar things.
I think the beauty of asking some of the right questions that are on the hearts of people and not being so pedantic to try to tell everyone what all the answers are. I think that's the beauty of this story, is it really does bring up some great questions, and then it allows people to kind of explore. What do I think about that?
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness, comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-204-6421. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo proving they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've been listening to the show and you're thinking about liberty and you'd like to see liberty increased here in the United States, you'd like to see a smaller government, lower taxes, things like that, the most effective thing you can do is to join the Free State Project like Ian and I have. The Free State Project is an organization of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals. When it gets to 20,000, And we need you to sign up at freestateproject.org. And we're moving to one state to bring it to liberty.
We're already here. You should be here, too, if you love freedom. Freestateproject.org. Hey, Mark, I know you had something about the cops. You can hold off on that. Get that ready, because let's talk about Real ID. We haven't spoken of Real ID in a while on this program, because the last news we heard has been good news. It has been that there are more and more state government people that are saying no to the federal government on this Real ID issue. New Hampshire and a whole bunch of Montana and a whole bunch of other states have the government people there have made it very clear to the feds that they aren't interested in this. Now, usually the reason is because the feds aren't going to fund it, so it's not really a principled thing at all. It's not in most of the cases, it's not because the citizens don't want it, or it's not because this is an insult to privacy. Or
yeah, they don't really give a damn about
an outrage to states' rights. Usually those aren't the reasons. It might be the case in Montana and maybe a handful of other places, but for the most part, no. It's not a principle.
To some extent, here in New Hampshire, I mean, you know.
To some extent. Certainly, there's a lot of opposition from the people. There are a lot of people that aren't interested in taking the Real ID card. In fact, there are many who have pledged to not accept it if, indeed, their state government decides to go ahead with the Real ID. Many individuals have said, no, you know, this is it. This is my line in the sand. I'm going to begin non-cooperating if they try to foist this Real ID upon me. So Real IDs come up against quite a bit of opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, the federal government has sort of quietly started pushing dates back. I don't even remember what the original date was for Real ID.
But it's passed.
But yeah, it's long gone, and we've been following the case for quite a while. So they didn't do too well with that. And from our friends over at DownsizedDC.org.
Which does go to show, you know, you make enough noise that you can get things stopped.
That's true, which is why the government's taking a new tactic. The government is being a little sneakier now.
Well, it was sneaky the first time. They couldn't pass Real ID through the Senate, and they managed to slip it into some funding thing late at night. So it was sneaky in the first place. This whole Real ID thing that they want for the Department of Homeland Security, so that the Department of Homeland Security director, Chertoff, I think is who it is currently, so that he can basically set whatever criteria are on whatever card, whatever sort of identification. So they can have your DNA, they can have RFID chips, they can have whatever they want identifying you. Everybody has to get printed, everybody has to be DNA'd. Make it whatever they want. And it's without passing it through Congress. It's just his decision.
Exactly. So they may have run into a roadblock here, but this is still another example of how it is the political system doesn't result in ever turning the ship of state around and going towards smaller government. While, yes, you have a victory, Mark, in that some states have said no to Real ID, it seems like a victory. It's not really, because a bunch of states said yes, and so a whole bunch of people will end up getting Real ID. It's just a slowing down of the increasing size of the state. It's just restricting it ever so slightly. And all it really does is it gives the state reason to investigate different ways to control people. Just like on a local, if this even happens on a local basis, here in Keene, we mentioned earlier, Keene, New Hampshire is where we live, there was this ballot measure a couple years ago that said that if you voted yes, then the city government was authorized to sell this defunct government building that's just sort of basically sitting there. And people overwhelmingly voted in favor of that, because usually when given the opportunity, New Hampshire people will vote in favor of reducing the size of government. And so that's what they thought they were doing. But it turns out that the government said, well, that was only to authorize us to sell the building. Now that we're authorized, we've decided we don't want to sell
it. Thank you very much for the authorization. We'll do what the hell we want.
So there's always some new tactic that they will take to try to control people's lives. And defending liberty only just results in slowing down the growth of the state. So here's another example of that from DownsizedDC.org. Lowell Rogers has been an engineer on a brownwater tugboat for 23 years. He loves his work, and his employer likes the way Lowell does his job. But starting in April of 2009, thanks to the Maritime Safety Act, Lowell's employer will have to assume he's a potential terrorist unless he has a Transportation Worker Identification Credential, a TWIC card. The TWIC will require a criminal background check and will include smart card biometric identifiers. That means thumbprints and retina scans and stuff like that.
Whatever they can make it mean.
It'll place sensitive information about Mr. Lowell into a centralized government database. Lowell, as an act of patriotism, will refuse to take what he calls the Mark of the Beast, and his 23-year career will come to an end. Now, here's why this matters to you, because unless you're a transportation worker, you might be saying to yourself, well, I mean, that's bad and everything, but at least it won't affect me. The Department of Homeland Security wants you to have a real ID card that's very similar to the TWIC. But DHS is failing to implement the Real ID because state governments are resisting. 21 states are refusing to comply with Real ID, and it's probably the biggest rebellion against the federal government since the Civil War. So what can the Department of Homeland Security do to overcome the rebellion?
Oh, what can they do? The poor Department of Homeland Security.
Well, they have a plan, and what it is picking off the herd. They'll hit one industry at a time until so many people have smart cards that no one is left to resist. Those with the smart cards may even begin to think it would be just if everyone had one. It's a classic totalitarian strategy summed up by German pastor Martin Niemöller in his famous poem, "First they came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. And by that time, there was no one left to speak up." And that is so important for people to keep in mind with today's government. It is, now more important than it ever has been. And this whole idea here is brilliant on the part of the federal government bureaucrats, because...
Well, you know, so they do get some of the best and brightest minds, and they're going to come up with some good ideas.
The reason why it's so devious and so brilliant is because business owners are used to being the bitch for the state.
Yeah.
They're used to being the enforcer. They're used to being the sales tax collector. They're used to withholding income taxes and all the other taxes and bowing down and obeying OSHA and obeying whatever government rules they believe have been put upon them.
Listen, Ian, I know it's tough that we got to get this ID card, but, I'm just trying to run a business here, so you've got to have this card or I'm going to have to let you go.
That's going to be how it is. So these business owners are going to feel obligated by the federal government to jump through all these hoops and to start... and to demand that their employees get these identification cards, and that's how they're going to get this through, Mark. They're
every
going to
take time,
it one
yeah, every
at a time.
Time you get business involved, that's exactly the truth. Is it's just okay from the point of view. It's okay with basically the people, the conservatives out there, because control is good. It's good to have control as far as the conservatives are concerned, and it's good as far as the liberals are concerned because, well. Business is bad, so business needs to be watched over and that kind of thing. So that's going to fly.
And if you thought Downsize DC's Jim Babka was just speculating about how it is that, well, this is the beginning. He's suggesting that this TWIC, Transportation Workers Identification Credential or something, that this TWIC is the first step in a series of steps. And indeed, we know what the next step is already. We'll share that with you here in moments. 800-259-9231. Are you ready to accept your government smart card? Or are you going to say no this time?
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Yes, that's right, Julia, showing up right smack dab in the middle of the show, but we'd rather have an hour and a half of Julia than no Julia whatsoever, so... Welcome back to the program. You've been very busy over the past few weeks, and that's why you haven't been here.
Mm-hmm.
So you just actually walked in on us discussing the new plans, the new real ID. Well, they're not going to call it that.
So no, that plan's defunct. You know, that name's no good anymore, so now they're going to call it something else.
Right. So you see, whenever government has something that becomes unpopular, like whenever they do something that's unpopular, like stealing houses from people, they just call it something different, like forfeiture. Or they call it, eminent domain.
Blight.
It's not stealing because we're doing it. We're the governor. So they love to change their little plans around if it becomes unpopular enough. And so what they're doing is they're going to sneak in the real ID through the back door. And that doesn't mean they're going to be meeting in another secret session to pass the real ID regulations again. It means they've completely changed their plan. Real ID is still moving forward. They're going to try to do it with Real ID and see how successful they are. But at the same time, they're also creating the TWIC, the Transportation Workers Identification Credential. And they're going to apply this to, I guess, everybody working in the transportation field, which that's a lot of people. I mean, professional drivers, people that work on boats and planes and things like that, all of those folks would qualify as transportation workers. So they're going to have this smart card, which will have biometric identification. It will essentially be the real ID card with a different name. And Jim Babka over at DownsizedDC.org was the one that turned me on to this through his Downsized DC newsletter the dispatch that comes out frequently that you can get signed up for over at DownsizedDC.org. And he's not speculating when he says that this is just the first step, that they plan on taking this same idea and creating a special card, an identification card for every single industry in America. And here's his proof. Not only do they have the TWIC planned for transportation workers, But according to the story, Lowell Rogers may be among the first they're coming for, but he won't be the last. The president has issued a presidential directive, HSD 12, aiming to force all federal employees and contractors to carry a smart card. This means government employees and contractors will be the first part of the herd that they pick off. There are 1.8 million federal employees, excluding elected officials, the military, and employees of the Postal Service. But it won't end there. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is also attempting to impose smart cards on truckers and railroad workers, covering another 3.5 million workers. And the maritime TWIC portion of the strategy will apply to about 700,000 workers. So if the Department of Homeland Security can come for these 6 million people, how long before you think they're going to get you, too? Preventing this from happening starts with defending Lowell Rogers. This is the man that we talked about earlier.
Right.
He's one of the men that's going to be forced to get a TWIC card if he wants to continue his 23-year-long career in the boating industry.
Yeah, and he says he's not going to take the mark of the beast, so he's not going to be able to continue. Now, I may not use the terminology mark of the beast, but I'm about as happy about it as he is.
I think what upsets me most about this is that most people will not really feel bad about this because the thought process will be, oh, well, you know, if they're transportation people, we want them to be.
Well, we don't want terrorists driving school buses.
Right. So people will sympathize with this or maybe they won't like it necessarily, but it won't. Whatever. You know, I guess it's a good idea. I guess it's OK. It's for a good cause.
Right. Well, plus, I think you're on.
Sign it right away.
Yep. I think you're onto something there. And that kind of ties in with what Jim suggested about how that once more and more industries start to get these cards, then the people who don't have the cards will start to be seen as like some sort of social weirdo or pariah to some extent, like, well, hey, we've all got our smart cards. Why is it that you aren't taking the real ID? Are you a terrorist?
Better than us?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the other question. How is it that you can be so sanctimonious and say that you're not going to take one of these things? Do you think you're better than we are?
So that's where this could totally go, and they are going to be able to have significant success at instituting these private cards because business owners are going to bend right over for this. I mean, we're going to be lucky if there are a handful of business owners that will refuse to participate. I mean, Julia, you work in the hospitality industry, is that right?
Yeah.
Restaurants are considered hospitality. What if they have a hospitality workers identification card that they want to foist upon everybody? What will you do?
I don't know, because if I want to keep my job and I like
that's
my job,
the,
I would have to get one.
Right. And if other industries all around are starting to adopt these cards, then your choices as far as work is concerned, or legitimate work
right.
is
yeah.
concerned, become very,
pretty
very
soon
minimal.
You're digging holes.
At that point in time, I think I'm moving somewhere else. I'm moving to another country.
That's it might
can't
as well
be free in America.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that's why I think that if we're going to have success in this movement for liberty, we need to stop cooperating, and we need to stop soon. Because the longer we just keep bowing down, and the longer we keep obeying these people, whether they be feds or locals or stateies, whoever, as long as we keep obeying, they will keep expanding their reign. They will keep expanding their power and their control over people's lives. It saddens me. There's this great article on Lou Rockwell from a guy here in New Hampshire about his experience at the DMV, and it's actually pretty entertaining, so I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight or not. But he talks about how here in New Hampshire there was this homeschooling legislation that they were looking at passing that would restrict homeschoolers more so than they currently are. And the homeschoolers turned out, and I believe they successfully fought it off
right.
for the time being. But as like we're talking about here, it'll keep coming back. The proponents of it will keep bringing it back until they
manage the children, after all,
to get it passed. And he was talking about how it would change his way of life. And I thought to myself, no, a piece of legislation doesn't change your life. It's just words written on paper that men and women who are the same as you wrote down. It doesn't change your life. You're the one who are going to change your life. You're the one that if this homeschooling legislation gets passed or this TWIC card gets passed or whatever new legislation it is, if you believe it applies to you and you therefore then bow down and obey whatever its diktats are, it's your fault. You're the one that made that choice.
But there's a lot at stake, so you can't really blame them.
Yeah, when it comes to
homeschooling, you're talking about them taking your kids away.
I understand that.
And they will. They will show up at your house with guns and take your children from you.
I know that people are scared of the men with guns.
Oh, I sympathize
with
them.
I can empathize with them. I can do better than sympathize. I can empathize with them because I understand that violent men are very, very scary. And the terrible things they could do are very frightening. And that's what they want.
Somewhat free seems like better than being in a jail cell.
But that somewhat free keeps getting smaller to the point where we are in a jail cell.
And people in Cuba are...
It's a nasty position that we're in.
People in Cuba are following the rules for the same reasons that we're talking about, that you and I are talking about here.
It's a comfort zone. It's, you know, you're in a comfort zone, and you want to just look, if I don't make a ruckus... If I don't make a ruckus, then they will leave me alone. If I just obey, they'll leave me alone, and I can spend my, you know, the remaining days of my life with my family and as much happiness as I possibly can have. But they won't leave you alone. They'll never leave you alone. There's always going to be more steps and more things that they're going to demand of you until the point at which we are completely owned 100% by the state. So if people don't make that choice to say, you know what, to hell with the possible consequences. I'm not scared anymore of what they might do because that's what they want. They want you to be frightened. They want you to be petrified and not do anything.
Well, look, Ian, if suppose for a second that the driver's license was the mark of the beast. I mean, are you willing to, you know, give that up? Do you think that the average person would be willing to give that up? That's essentially what they're proposing here with this. The real idea is to make, or, you know, in this case, the transportation workers and, you know, whatever card. What they're hoping to do is essentially turn it into a driver's license. Americans can't imagine not having driver's licenses.
I understand that. So we need to start giving them the ability to imagine these things by refusing to obey. Because until people refuse to obey, they'll just keep ruling us. And then we're going to get to a point where things get really bad. And then if you want to leave, Julia, you might not be able to. It might get difficult to actually leave.
It would
at that
get
point.
Difficult, yes, but I would find a way to leave.
Oh,
there
I'm
are
sure.
ways.
I'm sure you would, and hopefully you wouldn't get caught in the process because then things aren't going to be very good for you. More on the way here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Keep cowing down to the state. See what happens.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit. So I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com. and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information pack, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Free for you at freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one, as they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
Plus, they're just really good folks that love liberty over there.
Yep, that is true. Let's go to your calls, and I'm going to continue to talk about the idea of what to do about this encroaching police state that we have, this totalitarian state. We'll get back to that, but first let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hello. Good evening. Actually, I wanted to talk about something else, but my view on the biometric ID, mm-hmm. or the ID with the chip and the data in it, is that already in most of the high-tech corporations, the industrial, the military-industrial contractors, they have some form of that. And I know at Microsoft, they have very sophisticated personal ID cards. But I think people are going to accept them because their jobs will depend on it.
That's exactly what this program is.
That's
and I think
really,
you're right.
You know, that's really, I think, the way one can turn the screw in. And most people aren't going to give up their jobs, especially in an economy that's collapsing.
You got it, Frank. That's their plan.
Well, and I don't think really there's much we can do about it. If we resist, then, you know, we may not have the job. But what I find most interesting about it is that all of these supposed secure biometric and digital chip-encoded ID cards, including the electronic passport that I currently have, all of these can be hacked very easily and copied and modified.
All of them have been hacked already.
Yes, absolutely. You're correct. They are not secure at all. I think it was Nick that told us that they hacked the Real ID chip in like 5 minutes or something like
true.
That.
That's true. And so in a sense, in England, where they were actually doing this on a grand scale, or the United Kingdom, they actually had to cut it back because they were having problems with the people hacking the chip, reproducing the data, extracting the data, so that it was actually, you know, more difficult than the current paper IDs and documents. But considering that we're talking about IDs and documents, What do you think about the Obama birth certificate controversy? It's interesting that the Pakistan Daily paper found the original birth certificate in Kenya, and apparently at the Mombasa Maternity Hospital,
I think it's just a distraction. Personally, it's a technicality, and it doesn't.
Well, I don't
really
hear what he has to say on it. What is it about?
Well, what I find interesting about it is that the Israeli press had talked about the Obama birth certificate as being a forgery in June.
Okay.
And what's interesting about it is the fact that the Europeans sort of know that, you know, he was born outside of the country because they seem to have the information in Kenya that, you know, he was actually born there, and that his mother decided to have him delivered in Kenya so that he could be a citizen of, you know, the United Kingdom, because at the time Obama was born, Kenya was still a British colony. So what's interesting about the whole thing is the fact that in this digital age where, you know, we're to have all of these databases and direct access to information, we can have, you know, a person being nominated by one of the two parties whereby, you know, the proof of being a natural born citizen, you know.
Well, that's actually in question for John McCain as well.
Congress,
he was born in Panama or something like that.
No, it's different because he was born of two American parents, and the Canal Zone was considered an American
territory. Yeah, I understand all that. All I'm saying is there's technicalities on his side as well. And really, Frank, what would it matter? I mean, all of this is very intriguing. But it doesn't matter, because if it wasn't Barack Obama, it'd be Hillary Clinton. And if it wasn't
Hillary
Clinton, it'd be somebody else.
The point is, everyone else, to get a passport, you have to have a birth certificate that's, you know, documentary proof that you were, you know, that you were born wherever you were born. And what I find interesting about it is that, you know, something as simple as that could be slipped up. And I have a feeling the Republicans at the convention are going to really bring this out. And according to the Constitution, only a natural-born American citizen can be, you know, elected president.
I'm pretty sure they've already been vetted, and what's done is done.
Yeah, surely they're going after this as fast as they can.
It won't matter. Frank, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And even if they do bring it out, and then all of a sudden the Federal Elections Commission or whoever it is that oversees the elections, I believe it is the FEC, if all of a sudden the FEC decides to say, whoa, we really messed this one up. Well, all right, sorry, Barack, you're out. Let's see, Hillary, you're in. Or whoever, Biden, I guess, is the running mate. Whoever, whatever, fill in your Democrat, will be in his place. Same thing with McCain. If McCain all of a sudden they said, oh, my gosh, he was not born in America. He's disqualified. Okay, there's Romney waiting in the wings.
It wasn't nearly as close in the with the you know, Republicans as it was with the Democrats, but.
But the point is that person would be disqualified, so some other Republican or Democrat would end up filling his shoes. So what's the point of even talking about it? It's just this. It's another silly political intrigue story about what the Republicans and Democrats are doing behind the scenes.
What are those crazy Republicans doing?
Do they have their paperwork in order? Well, we've investigated it, and we've found out that they don't. Oh, look, how many houses does John McCain have? See, he's a wealthy man. Isn't this important, how many houses he has versus how many houses Barack Obama has? This is all so important.
Barack Obama's a hard-working social activist with only $1 million mansion.
Right. This is in the same category as, oh, they're out there shaking hands with people. They're out there kissing babies. This is what candidates do. Look how well they're dressed. I mean, it's all a big – it's window dressing. It doesn't matter. These politicians are irrelevant. There's another article at Lou Rockwell about how what these people want is nothing more than dictatorship. The Democrat brand versus the Republican brand. There is no significant choice here. And even if both Obama and McCain were disqualified, there would still be no significant choice. Because we all know Ron Paul, the only real choice in the primary election, is not going to make it to any further than the primary. He's done for. I don't know what's going to come out of his convention beyond maybe a few Free State Project members, and I think that'll be a good thing. But beyond that,
I hope for something great. I can't imagine what it is.
Oh, by the way, did you hear the news? It's not really worth telling the whole story, but did you hear the news that the Republicans are actually considering delaying the start of their convention?
No.
Now, this is really actually kind of interesting in that how many times has this actually happened in the past?
I don't know.
I can't imagine too many. And their reason? You're going to love this. The weather. Apparently, there's a hurricane possibly going to be hitting the Gulf Coast region.
Minneapolis?
Right. The convention's in Minneapolis, and they're saying the weather.
It's the most insulated place in the country from hurricanes.
They're saying it's the weather that's keeping them out? Something else I think is going on here. I don't know if they're going to actually delay the entry. Again, that's why it's not really news, because they're only considering delaying it. But the reasoning they give is because here's what one of their Republican spokesmen for McCain says.
Senator McCain has always been sensitive to a national crisis. We're monitoring the situation very closely.
And they're talking about how because there could be a crisis during the time of the convention, that they don't want that to happen at the same time because it would be insensitive to those people down there. So they're talking about canceling or delaying the start of the convention.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to speculate here as to why. I believe it's because Ron Paul's rally for the Republic, which is expected to be huge, is going to be happening literally down the street, as I understand it.
They want that to happen.
It's not far away. Well, the Ron Paul thing's going to happen, but they don't want it to happen in tandem with their event. That's pure speculation on my part. Anyway, 800-259-9231 to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a conspiracy theory of my own about the whole postponing of the Republican National Convention, and that's pretty much once the hurricane hits landfall, they need every bureaucrat available to go take people's guns. They can't take their guns away in Minneapolis. So,
yeah.
But on a more serious note, it started last week with the monitoring of school students by way of an ankle bracelet. Today, some bureaucrat thinks it's a good idea that all children in government schools should be tracked by GPS. And now we got them thinking that this ID program is going to fly. It's making secession look better and better every day.
Sure enough, but there's no sooner time to do it than now. We really need to get our butts in gear and start non-cooperating with the system, because as long as we stay scared, they'll continue to grow in their power, and then we'll all be enslaved evermore. Hour 3's coming up. Thanks for the call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
In this